This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. North Korea performed more weapons tests on Thursday, firing at least three missiles, including a suspected intercontinental ballistic missile that forced the Japanese government to issue evacuation alerts and temporarily halt trains. The launches are the latest in a series of North Korean weapons tests in recent months that have raised tensions in the region. They came a day after Pyongyang fired more than 20 missiles, the most it has fired in a single day ever. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma picks up that part of the story.
The Joint Chiefs of Staff say one of the missiles landed just 16 miles away from the rivals' sea border. Seoul quickly responded by launching its own projectiles. The launches came hours after the North threatened to use nuclear weapons to get the US and South Korea to pay the most horrible price in history, it says, in protest at ongoing military drills, but it views as an invasion rehearsal. The White House has maintained the US has no hostile intent towards North Korea, only working with allies to curb the North's nuclear ambitions. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Ukraine's general staff said Thursday Russian attacks targeted large areas of the country with heavy shelling, damaging infrastructure and energy supplies to the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant, Europe's largest. On Thursday, G7 group of democratic countries will meet in the western German city of Munster for 2 days to discuss how to best coordinate and continue providing support for Ukraine. The meeting comes as the new Russian attacks on energy infrastructure caused widespread power cuts, according to reports. On Wednesday, Russia was denied in its request to the UN Security Council to establish a formal inquiry into its charge that the U.S. and Ukraine have biological weapon programs in Ukraine. This is VOA News. World leaders are reacting with cautious optimism after the announcement of a peace deal and a ceasefire between warring parties in northern Ethiopia's Tigray region. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken welcomed the signing of a cessation of hostilities in a Twitter post praising the African Union for its extraordinary efforts to bring peace to northern Ethiopia. Ethiopia's government and leaders from the country's Tigray region agreed to a ceasefire Wednesday following a week of peace talks in South Africa. The ceasefire, if it holds, would halt a 2-year civil war that has devastated much of northern Ethiopia. A ceasefire was previously reached in March, but that agreement collapsed in August. The war between the Ethiopian government and the Tigray People's Liberation Front began 2 years ago, with each party blaming the other for initiating the violence. The World Health Organization warning Wednesday that Ebola's arrival in the Ugandan capital highlighted the high risk of further spread of the deadly virus, calling on neighboring countries to boost their preparedness. The particular strain now circulating in Uganda is known as the Sudan Ebola virus, for which there is currently no vaccine, although there are several candidate vaccines heading toward clinical trials. Here in the U.S., the Federal Reserve is again raising its key rate for fighting inflation. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
The Fed is hiking its key short-term rate a relatively hefty 0.75 point. It's the fourth straight increase of that magnitude and the sixth this year, all aimed at cooling the economy enough to slow inflation, which hit an 8.2% annual rate in September. The aggressive pace of the Fed hikes has triggered a surge in borrowing costs for many businesses and consumers and heightened the risk of a recession. The home market has been especially hard hit, with the average rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage topping 7% last week, according to Freddie Mac, more than double the rate a year ago. Ben Thomas, Washington.
6 days before the major midterm elections, President Joe Biden is employing voters to save American democracy from Trump supporters' election-denying lies and the violence he says they have inspired.
By a president repeating over and over again the big lie that the election of 2020 had been stolen. It's a lie that fueled the dangerous rise in political violence and voter intimidation.
Wednesday night's speech comes a few days after a man seeking to kidnap House Speaker Nancy Pelosi severely injured her husband, Paul Pelosi. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.